Talk Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Welcome as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more. Welcome to this, another edition of the program Let's Talk Business here on VOB 92.9 FM. I am Christo J. Paul, your host for today, and we have with us a guest, Nicola Berry, and we'll be discussing Green and Renewable Energy Expo 2025. Nicola, Chair of the Green Expo Planning Committee of BCCI, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you for your warm welcome, Christo J. It's my pleasure to be here.
Yes, indeed. Well, the BCCI's third annual Green and Renewable Energy Expo 2025 emerges as a pivotal event for the nation's energy future as Barbados is accelerating towards its ambitious goal of achieving 100% renewable energy by 2035. Hosted by the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center on February 4th, 2025, this full-day event will bring together industry leaders, policymakers, innovators, and stakeholders to discuss, strategize, and propel the island's renewable energy ambitions forward. The expo is designed to address the most pressing challenges and opportunities in the renewable energy landscape, focusing on topics that directly impact Barbados and the wider Caribbean region. Through expert panels, insightful presentations, and interactive sessions, the event aims to foster meaningful dialogue and actionable solutions. Attendees will gain a front row seat to discussions on energy storage, grid modernization, regulatory advancements, and the creation of sustainable, bankable projects that attract both commercial and institutional investors. Furthermore, the expo will highlight the importance of environmental, social, and governance ESG practices as Barbados aligns its renewable energy efforts with its broader sustainability agenda. Now, Nicola, as chair of the Green Expo Planning Committee of the BCCI, you're here to tell us all about this very vital, very important event. Now, tell us, why is this expo important for Barbados and the wider Caribbean region?
Well, thank you so much, Krista J, for the summary that you have given about in your introduction to our conversation about what the expo will be offering. And as you mentioned, we do have a goal of reaching 100% renewable energy and other carbon transformational goals as a country. And so, given that the mandate of the Green Committee is to support this goal that we have as a country, the expo itself is important because we will be focusing on very important aspects or pillars that are necessary to be addressed in part of achieving this goal. So Barbados has been a leading voice in the Caribbean on renewable energy, and our national energy policy is a bold one. And so we need to be able to ensure that we are putting in place the right mechanisms. And this expo will be allowing us to have a conversation around where we are in this transition. And it is so important to have the transition be a systematic one that really addresses the nuts and bolts of what needs to be put in place for a successful transition. And so we recognize that there are hurdles which have to be addressed in order for us to get it right. Mm-hmm. And so to the extent that we can put in place the right mechanisms and framework, then this will not only benefit our country, but the rest of the region, the Caribbean region looking on, will also be able to learn from our experiences. Mm-hmm. And so to that extent, the expo is facilitating the wider objectives that we have in achieving this policy, but also the wider Caribbean will also be able to learn from our experiences.
Interesting. All right. So you're saying that the expo is important for Barbados, but not just Barbados, but for the region. Can you say in what way the region can benefit from what we're doing here?
Certainly, they will be looking to see what we are putting in place and what it is that is working. And so they will be able to learn from our experiences, which is one a very valuable thing that the others will benefit from. Barbados itself, we also learn from the experiences of other countries who are also in their transition to renewable energy and sustainable economies. So we know that they will be able to look on and to see the experiences and learn from our experience.
Well, what are the main objectives of the expo, and what can attendees expect to gain from it, from attending?
So the expo has several aims. One is certainly to facilitate in-depth discussions and for our panelists to share cutting-edge insights and to catalyze collaboration among industry leaders. In addition to that, we are going to have what we call key takeaways discussed at this event. And it's important to be able to speak about key takeaways, because another objective for the expo is to identify and discuss potential solutions to critical challenges which we face in our transition journey, and also to clarify the business and other opportunities that may exist. We're also very excited about the youth whom we've incorporated, and it is important for the Green Committee that we incorporate the youth in our work for sustainable or work relating to the sustainability agenda. And so we will be having a dedicated session for the youth where they will discuss youth-led innovation and sustainability. And another objective for the expo is to feature on-site displays of electric and hybrid vehicles and other energy saving and renewable energy solutions.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. The main objectives, and that is what attendees can definitely expect to gain. You spoke about vehicles. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, so given all the talk of EVs versus fuel, I'm sure that people will find it very, very interesting. So then, who should attend this event? Who is your target audience, and why should they attend on the whole?
Oh, I would say anyone and everyone interested in the country's transition to a renewable energy and carbon neutral state. I think sustainability affects everyone, and it is a subject that everyone should be concerned about. And so we are not only seeking to have, main stakeholders attend, such as persons who are project developers or who finance projects in this space or installers. We want to embrace the entire country as the audience, because this is an agenda that is just bigger than the business community. And so I would say that anyone who is interested in coming to the expo to understand some of the issues that are necessary in the transition and which are being addressed as part of this transition, then I certainly would want to encourage everyone to attend.
Indeed. Well, to achieve 100% renewable energy in 10 years is quite an undertaking. So it's important for everyone to be in the know as to what is happening and how we can all get there together. Now, how can people purchase the tickets for this event, and are there any discounts or special offers for attendees?
Well, before I mention tickets, I don't think that, in terms of the goal, the sort of official policy for the government is that it's the 2030 goal. And that is why our theme, I should mention briefly as well, for this expo is getting it right for 2030, because the policy had targeted 2030 as the date by when we wanted to achieve 100% renewable energy and carbon neutrality state. But for sure, the conversations around the time frame have been insightful, and we do recognize that we're really coming up to that time now. And so we really need to understand also what not only what is required, but also what type of timing, what's the kind of timing that really will work with what needs to be done to accomplish or to achieve these objectives. With respect to purchasing tickets, tickets can be purchased online. The Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry has the flyer for the event on its social media pages. And so if you do go to any of its social media pages, you will see details about the expo. You will see a link that you can click on to purchase the tickets. And I would say, therefore, check online for the details and check the social media pages for the chamber.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, what would be your message to the skeptic who is, definitely not with this renewable energy and what is happening? What would your word be to that person listening?
I would say look at the topics that will be discussed, because it's what we're seeking to do through this expo is to have an informed discussion around certain critical areas that must be addressed as part of this transition. And I think if for the skeptic who may be a skeptic because of the conversations that are taking place around this transition, I would say come into a place where you can have or listen to an informed discussion about where we are in this transition. And then you will be able to ask your questions as well at the expo or of the panelists that will be presenting on the different topics. So I would say come into the space, come to a space now where we're having an informed discussion and really get to understand from the perspectives of not only experts, but persons who are involved in the work of the transition, and really hear from them about what they're doing, what it takes to get us there, and then be able to either cement the views you have as a skeptic or to be able to change those views. But I think that given that this is an area that affects us all as a country, we should not be satisfied with just having leaving the conversations to our personal communities only. If there is an opportunity such as this one to come to this space where we will have experts and leaders and stakeholders involved in the transition speaking about what they're doing, I think you should also take that step to come and to hear from them.
Indeed, indeed. Well, this expo runs, it's a 10, slated to be a 10-hour event, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Please walk us through some of the key sessions or activities happening throughout the day.
Yes, certainly. So we were going to start out very early, actually at 8 a.m. with our youth session. There will be a designated session for the youth from 8 to 9 a.m. And they'll be talking about youth-led innovation and sustainability. There are two individuals who will be sharing about their projects. We will be hearing about what hearing from the director of InnoGrow Inc. and also a consultant with OceanTech 2 project. And we will be having them on a panel, and that panel will be moderated by Ashley Lashley, our executive director, the executive director of the Ashley Lashley Foundation. She's a member of our Green Committee. And so I know they're going to have an exciting discussion there. Within the youth session as well, I should say, we have invited secondary schools. So there are secondary schools who have been invited to come and to share about their green projects in their schools. There will be a general discussion, and so the student attendees will get a chance to ask questions and to engage on this subject of sustainability. So that's an excellent start to the day already. For the main expo, we will be having a keynote address by our Minister of Energy and Business, Senator the Honorable Lisa Cummings. And then we have six designated sessions comprised of various panelists who will be discussing different topics. And these include, we're going to start off with storage. So we're looking at how do we achieve the vision of 100% renewable energy, and what is the right strategy for storage implementation. This session will then be followed by a discussion on resilience and energy security. How do we assure energy resilience and security for Barbados by 2035? We will also be talking about our grid infrastructure. That too is a critical part of our transition. And one of the conversations we probably haven't had too much of in the public space is really about our grid and how do we modernize the grid and digitalize it, and how should we fund the cost for this? So we have a panel that will be talking about that because that's critical. Then the other critical piece is financing. So our next session focuses on creating bankable projects for commercial and institutional lenders and looking at what the critical elements are to achieving finance-ready projects. And it's important that we outline to persons with a project, whether it is a small project or a big project, what really are the critical elements that they must satisfy in order to have a finance-ready project. And beyond that, of course, there is the necessary conversation around regulation. How do we modernize regulation affecting the renewable energy sector? There is an interesting report that the CDB did in 2023, and that's the Caribbean Development Bank, where they did some technical work on minimum regulatory requirements for a transition to renewable energy in the electricity sector. And that work really goes into different factors that must be addressed as part of getting regulation right. And so, I mean, that comes to mind, but regulation in this area is certainly very critical. We need to make sure that we are addressing the main aspects of regulation. And finally, you did mention earlier in in your introduction to the expo, a conversation around ESG. And we'll be looking at the trends and the practice as part of our efforts towards the sustainability agenda. And that panel is going to be very, very interesting because when we planned that topic, it would have been before we had certain global changes occurring in policies. Within certain, well, and in particular, we can think of a change in policy in one very important country. And it will be interesting to hear about how it is that a change in policy, sustainability policies in one country now is going to be impacting the ESG agenda. I know certainly we are we're committed to sustainability in Barbados. But I'm looking forward to the conversation about ESG and the pressures on sustainability today, to round off the day's activities.
Thank you so much. Very interesting indeed. Very, very interesting. This sounds like a must not miss event. Now, we see that Senator the Honorable Lisa Cummins, she will be the keynote speaker. Can you share a bit about her role and why she is the perfect choice to kick off this event?
Certainly. So, Senator the Honorable Lisa Cummins, she is, of course, a minister with responsibility for energy. And so she helps the government to shape its policies that will facilitate the transition. And so we definitely need to hear from the minister as to what the current status is with respect to achieving the policies of the government. And with respect to the transition. So we really couldn't have had this expo without hearing from the minister. And as I said earlier, the mandate of the Green Committee is in fact to support the government's goal of reaching 100% renewable energy and carbon neutral and a carbon neutral transformational state. So we definitely need to hear from the minister. She is certainly the person best suited to deliver that keynote address for the expo.
Indeed. Now, when you think of an expo, you think of exhibitors. Will there be exhibitors as part of this event?
Yes. So we are, we for the past two expos that we've had exhibitors, and we have particularly enjoyed including exhibitors because it's a chance for attendees to learn about developments in this area of new products in particular. We're looking forward to feature on-site displays of electric and hybrid vehicles and other energy-saving and renewable energy solutions. So attendees generally like to learn about these solutions and to see, you know, the latest hybrid or electric vehicle. And so we're going to be having exhibitors. We're still, if anyone listening is interested in becoming an exhibitor, please do reach out to us because there is still an opportunity that is open for that.
And how do they reach out to you?
Yes, certainly. You can reach out to the Chamber of Commerce. The number, so certainly make the call and you can reach out to Shanice Haynes. You can reach her at 434-4750 and let her know you're interested in becoming an exhibitor for the expo, and she'll let you know how exactly that can happen.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, we're looking at a long-term vision. How does this expo contribute to the long-term vision of making Barbados 100% renewable?
Yes, indeed. This transition is not something that which can occur overnight. It is a long-term vision, and this expo does allow for us to look at the main pillars and to see what the challenges are and to suggest some solutions that the relevant decision makers, including the government, can consider as we continue in with the work related to this transition. So we think that this expo will serve a critical role in being able to gather all the knowledge and the assessment by our experts on where we are and what we may not be getting right, what it is that we're getting right, and also offer some solutions as to what can be the next set of steps. And so we're looking forward to our panelists sharing those solutions. And we believe that those solutions can, when we share those with the government and other stakeholders, that that will be very valuable. And we would hope that they will be considered.
Well, thank you so much, Nicola, for your insight and what it is that you're doing with this annual, third annual Green and Renewable Energy Expo 2025, even as Barbados is seeking to become 100% renewable energy efficient. Thank you very much, Nicola Berry. Could you just wrap up and give us all the information again for this wonderful expo?
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Kristen. It has been my pleasure to talk about the expo. I would like to encourage you, if you have not yet registered, to please do so. If you check with the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry social media pages, you will definitely see the flyer for the expo. There is a link, a registration link, that you can click on in order to register. And the cost is very, very affordable compared to a lot of other conferences that are taking place these days. The cost is only $249 for BCCI members and $299 for non-members. So I definitely would like to encourage you to attend. The transition is one that is an issue that affects us all. And so I think that we should all afford ourselves the opportunity to be in a place where we're going to be having an informed discussion about critical pillars in the transition. So I'll see you there.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Nicola Berry, Chair of the Green Expo Planning Committee of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, as we discussed the Green and Renewable Energy Expo 2025. Of course, if you need any more information, you can call the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry at 434-475740. That should be. That's 434-5740. Or you can also, sorry, 434-4750. 434-4750. Or you can check out their social media pages for more information. I am Crystal J. Paul. Thank you so much for joining us, Nicola. And thank you for listening as well. God bless.
That's it for another edition of Let's Talk Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Join us again next time as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more.